A morning of today's daf in Erevin, Ayin Hey, our last full daf of the sixth parak of Erevin. So in this parak, which was on the longer side, so we introduced ourselves to the topic of Eruve Chatzeros. This topic will continue in the couple upcoming parakim as well. In the meantime, however, we're finishing up over here the first parak, and we are going over the very basics regarding the construction, the formation of Eruve Chatzeros to allow somebody to carry from their home into the chatzer. So an Erev has to be constructed, and everyone has to participate in the Erev. And this has been our topic. So one of our final Mishnayos over here is going to be talking about the topic of Drisus Arego. Drisus Arego came up already a number of times in our Masechta, but this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah here in Ayin Hey is the Mishnah that is going to be tackling this topic straight on. So first, let's just introduce the idea of Drisus Arego. Drisus Arego, the basic idea is that obviously when we talk about who needs to contribute to the Erev, so it has to be the members of this particular chatzer. So anyone who has a house where their Pesach opens up into one particular chatzer, so all the members of that chatzer now are considered residences of that chatzer, and so every one of them has to participate in that Erev. Everyone needs to make a contribution. Good. So the idea behind Drisus Arego is that not only are the people who are living in this chatzer going to be considered residents, but if people, let's say, their egress, their exit in terms of the way they leave their chatzer and walk out into the street necessarily takes them through this chatzer, so under those circumstances, they're also considered like residences to this chatzer. Or, let me say, a little bit more mitigated. In other words, at least that's possible. It's potentially, we could look at it as if they are actually residents of this chatzer by virtue of the fact that their traffic forces them to walk through this chatzer. Now, as you hopefully you remember, we all remember that the discussion of Drisus Arego really applies in the case where I have an interior and exterior chatzer, right? A panimis and a chitzona. That means to say that the members of the interior chatzer, the only way they can get out to the street is only by necessarily walking out through the outer chatzer. So now that they're landlocked and the only way they can get out is by walking through their through not only their own chatzer, but walking through the exterior chatzer. So now the halacha may view them as residents of the exterior chatzer, and that would therefore create a problem of Eruv, because now they are residing, and in the circumstance where they didn't contribute, so now they're going to present the problem to the exterior chatzer, where now not all the members of the exterior chatzer are contributors to the Eruv. Okay, so this is going to be our topic of discussion. And let's begin. So we start with a Mishnah. We're 9 Hayim Aleph, and we're starting this morning at the Mishnah Shechatzer Zuluf Nimizu. So here, the Mishnah gives us now the construct, which is really the construct for our discussion of Drisus Arego, and has two Chatzeres, one interior to the other. So Irva, Pnimis Velo Irva, Chitzona, let's say the interior Chatzer made an Erev amongst themselves, and the exterior Erev didn't make an Erev altogether. So Pnimis Materas Vachitzona Asura. So the interior chatzah is going to be mutter, and the exterior chatzah is going to be aser. Okay, and this first case over here is pretty straightforward and exactly what we would have expected. So when the interior chatzah made an Erev, so they're good. In other words, in of themselves, they're good. They are now a unified chatzah. They have created a singular entity through the institution of Erev, and so therefore they can carry amongst themselves. The people in the exterior Erev, they didn't even make an Erev, so they, of course, are going to be fine. Okay, pretty... They didn't make for themselves an Erev, so they themselves now are going to be prohibited from carrying within their chatzer. Pretty straightforward. Next case of the Mishnah. Hachitzonav lo apnim mishtei masuras. Let's say the exterior Erev made an exterior Erev. Okay. Let me go a little slower. Let's speak a little more carefully. If the exterior chatzer did not make an Erev, the exterior chatzer did make an Erev. Okay, I know there are a lot of variables over here, and I'm tripping up on my own. So, if the exterior chatzer did in fact make an erev, but the interior chatzer did not make an erev, so then we have this, or then we're going to have a problem. Now, for the interior chatzer, they didn't make an erev. Obviously, for them, there's going to be a problem. But on top of that, they're also going to be creating a problem for the exterior chatzer, because despite the fact that the exterior chatzer themselves made an erev, however, there is, at least according to the way the Mishnah presents itself, there's also another, there should be another participant to their Erev, notably the members of the interior chatzer. Why? So presumably the answer is because of Drisus Arego. Okay, so we're gonna come back to that in just a moment. Irva zu la'atzma v'zu la'atzma. Let's say each of the chatzeros made independent eruvin. So, and each one of them made their own eruv. So then, zub meteres b'fnei atzma v'zub meteres b'fnei atzma. So now what we're going to have is everyone's going to be able to exist in of themselves. The interior chatzer now will be able to carry within the interior chatzer, and the exterior chatzer is able to carry within the exterior chatzer. Now Rabbi Kiva oser hachitzona. Now Rabbi Kiva says that in this case over here, the exterior chatzer is going to have a problem. Why? Shedrisus haregel osrasa, because drisus haregel is going to create a prohibition for the exterior chatzer. The interior chatzer, by definition, are going to have to be walking through the exterior chatzer, and Rabbi Kiva is of the position that the interior chatzer is now going to have what's called drisus haregel, thereby establishing a residence in the exterior chatzer, and thereby now prohibiting the exterior chatzer. The chachamim omrin, drisus haregel osrasa, and the chachamim say no, that the drisus haregel over here is not going to create iser. Okay, again, for better understanding and more analysis, we're going to wait for the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to really break all this down. Let's say a member of the outer chatzer forgot and did not make a contribution to the Erev. So the interior chatzer is going to be mutter, the exterior chatzer is going to be asur. If let's say a member of the interior chatzer forgot to make a contribution to the Erev, shtehen asuros, they're both going to be asur. Okay? Now the interior chatzer is going to be asur because a member of their chatzer failed to contribute. But also it's going to create a problem for the exterior chatzer because now I have this group in the interior chatzer, an un-eruved group in the interior chatzer, which is now going to create a problem for the exterior chatzer. And again, when we get to the Gemara, we're going to understand this a lot better. Nasnu eruvam b'makom echad. Let's say the two chatzers, both interior and exterior, made a single eruv for everybody, a joint eruv, and they put it in makom echad. And they put it in a specific place. Now, the Mishnah could be a little bit clearer in terms of what we're talking about. So the Gemara is going to help us clarify. What does that mean, a specific place? Somebody forgot, and it doesn't matter who forgot, whether the interior or the exterior. So then they're going to be aser. Now, if each of the chatzeros belong to just one person, so then there's not going to be a problem whatsoever. There is not going to be a requirement to make eruv. Okay, so what we have in front of us are a number of cases in the Mishnah regarding our scenario of an interior-exterior chatzer, where the interior chatzer is going to have impact on the exterior chatzer. And what we're going to do now is break down the Mishnah and understand the Mishnah a lot better. So, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai. So, we start off now with a presentation of the Mishnah that is provided by Rabbi Yanai. Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael and he says, B'shem Rav Yanai. Now, already, you know how the Gemara over here is going to be constructed, meaning because this is a classic setup where Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael and he gives one version of how it went, and then, a little bit later on, at the bottom of the Arvar Amud, so Ravin's going to come in from Eretz Yisrael and he's going to give his understanding of our Mishnah as well. But first, we'll start with Rav Dimi, and then ultimately we get to Ravin, which is towards the bottom of the Amud. Both of them are quoting Rabbi Yanai, which means that either one of them didn't hear Shir correctly, didn't understand Shir correctly, or it could also very well mean that Rabbi Yanai himself changed his mind at one point in his learning. Either way, so Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Damar Afila Regel Amuteres Bemkama Oser Shlo Bemkama. Ava Chachamim Omrim Kishem Sheregel Hamuteres Eino Oseres Kach Regel Hasura Eino Oseres. Okay, so in terms of presenting the two basic opinions of the Mishnah, so first we'll introduce ourselves to Rabbi Kiva, and then we'll introduce ourselves to the Chachamim. Now, Rabbi Kiva himself states his position in the Mishnah, so it's pretty clear exactly what Rabbi Kiva holds, and that is, Rabbi Kiva's of the opinion that when you have regel, when you have traffic, when the people in the interior chatzer is walking through the exterior chatzer, it doesn't matter whether their regel is coming from a place where it itself was prohibited or it's coming from a place where it itself is permitted. So that interior chatzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, regardless of whether they made an eruv or they didn't make an eruv, so their regel now that goes through the exterior chatzer is by definition going to create problems for the exterior chatzer, i.e. their regel is going to create a residence establishment in the exterior chatzer and thereby creating problems for the exterior chatzer. That is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Now, that does not need analysis because Rabbi Akiva said that in the Mishnah. You go back to the Mishnah, after the Mishnah goes over a number of scenarios, Rabbi Akiva Oser Hachitzona, Rabbi Akiva says that even if both Eruvin made an, if both Chatzeros make an Eruv, so then the exterior Chatzer is going to be Aser. And why? Because Drisus Aregel Osrasa. Because you have Drisus Aregel. What's that Drisus Aregel? That Drisus Aregel is coming from the interior Chatzer who made an Eruv. So you see clearly over here that according to Rabbi Kiva, even when the interior chatzah made an Eruv, they're going to create problems for the exterior chatzah. Good. That sheet is Rabbi Kiva. There's not much to discuss over there, meaning that clearly is his position. Now the Chachamim will argue with Rabbi Kiva. Now in the Mishnah itself, so how many people are arguing with Rabbi Kiva? At this juncture, at this point of the Gemara, the way Rav Dim is presenting it, there's only one Tana arguing with Rabbi Kiva. And furthermore, this one Tana who's arguing with Rabbi Kiva, so he subscribes to this viewpoint that the that this Tana is of the position that Drisus Aregel will never be Oser. Now that's a Chiddush. You don't really get that when you read the Mishnah, but this is what Rav Dimi wants to present. The Chachamim are of the position that just like a Regel HaMuteris is not going to create problems, a Regel HaAsura is not going to create problems as well. So this is Rav Dimi's understanding of the Mishnah and what the Gemara is now going to try to reflect on in terms of whether or not the Mishnah can be read in this manner. So Tanan. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to go back to the Mishnah and critically read the Mishnah and break down the cases of the Mishnah and see whether or not this is a plausible, a viable way to read the Mishnah. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yer V'chitzon V'lo Pnimis, Shtei Masuras. If the outer Chatzar made an Eruv and the interior Chatzar did not make an Eruv, so they're both going to be Aser. So who is the author of that opinion in the Mishnah? Now the Gemara says, let's think it through. So it can't be Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Kiva does not make a distinction between Regal HaAsura and Regal HaMuteris. Rabbi Kiva is of the position that any Regal, regardless of what its source is, and regardless of the Chatzar in which it comes from, whether it made an Eruv or did not make an Eruv, Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that any regal is going to create a residence in the exterior chatzer, thereby creating a problem. So this line of the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Kiva. So Alalav Rabbanan. So it's going like the Chachamim. But if it's going like the Chachamim, so we just presented, or I should say better, Rav Dimi just presented that according to the Chachamim, regal never creates a problem. Here in the Mishnah, no, that's not true. Regal HaOseris creates a problem. Regal HaMuteris does not create a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, who's the author of this line of the Mishnah? So if Rav Dimi is right, the author would be nobody, and that's just simply not tenable. So lo'olam Rabbi Kiva v'lo zu avzu katani. So the Gemara says, no, but let me teach you how to read the Mishnah. Meaning it could very well be that the author of that line is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is just building up his chiddush. In that first, he's going to tell you, hey, let's start off with a regal ha'useris. That's going to be a problem. And Rabbi Kiva says, but wait, I'm not done. And a regal hamuteris is going to be a problem as well. So Rabbi Kiva is just kind of building one chiddush on top of another chiddush. And that's the way to understand the Mishnah. Now, Tanan, let's do this again. We're going to go back to another line of the Mishnah. Ir v'zulatzma, v'zulatzma, muteris b'fnei atzma, v'zum muteris b'fnei atzma. If, let's say, each one of them made their own independent eruv, both the exterior and the interior chatzer, so then they're both going to be muter. So taima di irva. And again, let's be critical in our reading of the Mishnah. So the reason why everyone's okay is because an Eruv was made. Halo Irva, but the diuk is very simple. That if the interior chatzer did not make an Eruv, Shem Asur, they're going to both be Asur. V'ahai tanadam regal muteris eino oseres. Regal hasura oseres money. So now, money ha. So now that we have this, what seems to be really straightforward inference of the Mishnah, who's the author of that opinion? What opinion? The opinion that a regal hamuteris would be fine, but a regal haasura would be unacceptable. So who is that? Because it can't be Rabbi Kiva. Ilem Rabbi Kiva hi afilu regal hamuteris nami. Because we know that according to Rabbi Kiva, any regal would create an iser. So I love Rabbanan hi. So it must be that it's shitas chachamim. So ve'od me save Rabbi Kiva reisha lav Rabbi Kiva. And on top of that, let me just pile on as before we even answer the question. Just to pile on over here, if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, it sounds like the beginning of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Kiva. Meaning what you were suggesting moments earlier is that really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva and it's just building one Chiddush on top of another. That doesn't seem like the structure of the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds a lot more like there is a Tanakama's viewpoint established in the beginning of the Mishnah, and then later in the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva's viewpoint. So it's really hard to suggest that the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, okay, so to these two questions, the Gemara says, what I'm going to try to help you do is, I'm going to show you how to read the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Kula la, Reisha la Rabbi Kiva. Kula Rabbi Kiva hi. V'chesur mechzer v'hachi ketani. So the Gemara says, here's what we'll do. I will present the Mishnah to you as in support, in defense of Rav Dimi, and really the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva from beginning to end. And let's do this now. We're reading this into the Mishnah. Ir v'zulatzma v'zulatzma, zumateres b'fneatzma v'zumateres b'fneatzma. So if each of the chatzers, both interior and exterior, made their own Eruv independent of the other chatzer, so then both are going to be mutter. Now this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Now you have to say to yourself, wait 1 second. According to Rabbi Akiva, all regal is going to create a problem. Both regal ha'asura and regal ha'muteris. So what's happening over here in what we're suggesting now, this is being Rabbi Akiva. Good. Now we get to the next words of the Gemara. This is how we're going to have to read all this into the Mishnah. Ba'amed v'amamorim shasadaka. That's only if some sort of small makeshift barrier was created between the interior and the exterior, thereby separating and dividing the interior and the exterior chatzer. Right? This daka, by the way, we've seen this term daka already a couple of times. Rashi consistently, every time it comes up, including here, so Rashi describes it as some sort of small doorway. Anyway, but however you want to look at the structure, it basically is a partitioning of the interior and the exterior chatzer. So under those circumstances now, everyone's going to be good. Avalo asas adaka, but in the absence of adaka, chitzon asura, div Rabbi Akiva. So the exterior chatzer now is going to be asur. Why is exterior going to be chatzer? Exterior chatzer going to be asur. Share Rabbi Akiva osur. Say chitzon mimnei drisa saregel osares. Because Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, you have drisa saregel. Either drisa saregel is coming from the interior chatzer that made an eruv, good, but this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says that Drisus Aregel, even if it's Muteres, is going to be a problem for the exterior Chatzar. The Chachamim Omrim mean Drisus Aregel Oseres. And the Chachamim say that Drisus Aregel is not going to Oser at all. Meaning, again, we're defending Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi is arguing that according to the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, they just simply ignore Drisus Aregel as a halachic entity, Bechlal Uchlal. Okay. Adkan, that takes us now to a defense of Rav Dimi. So as much as the Gemara has endeavored courageously to defend Shitas Rav Dimi, the Gemara says it really doesn't, it's not going to hold up. So Meisiv Rabbi Biabar Abayi, so the Gemara now goes back onto the attack on Rav Dimi's understanding. Again, Rav Dimi is of the position that the Rabbi Kiva's position is very clear, that a regal is going to aser, and a regal is going to aser both when it's a regal hamuteris and it's a regal hasura, so that is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And now, what Rav Dimi is trying to argue is that according to the Chachamim, no regal is going to asur under any circumstance. Not a regal hasura, not a regal hamuteris. So that is the way Rav Dimi is trying to frame the machlokis and the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And now, again, the Gemara now is going to go on to the attack because it's going to be very difficult to try to defend this position. Masiv Rabibi Bar Abaye. We are in Hamad Aleph, and we're about 2/3 of the way down on the Amud, and the first word of the line is Oseris. So Rabibi Bar Abaye challenges based on the following Braisa. The Im Hayu Shal Yechidim, Ein Tzrichim La'arev. Sorry, not the Braisa. Stand to be corrected. It's the Mishnah. So if they are Shal Yechidim, that's the last line of the Mishnah. If each of the Chatzeres, interior and exterior, are owned by one person, and there's only one occupant in both, so then there's no need to make an eruv. Ha shall rabim tzrichim la'arev. Now again, a deal. The obvious inference is that if there is more than one person, so there's an eruv requirement. Alma regal mutaris b'mkol ma'ino oseres regal asura oseres. Okay, what's the difference? Whether there's one in the interior or whether there's multiple in the interior. So the difference is very simple. When there's one in the interior, so that's a regal hamuteris. In other words, that interior chatzar where it's only owned by one person, so there's no requirement of an eruv. So that regal, his regal now, is coming from a place of heter. But when there are multiple people within the interior chatzar and they didn't make an eruv, so now that's regal ha'asura. That's the difference. Okay, so once again, we just presented that there is an opinion that says that regal is going to be oser when it's coming from a place of iser. Va'od Mesiv Ravina, and Ravina says, and now I'm going to share with you a brisa. Shachachachem in a chitzon v'loyiva pnimis mutes v'chitzon asura. If somebody from the exterior failed to contribute to the eruv, so the interior is going to be fine. The exterior is going to be asur. Shachachachad min ha-panimis velo irev. If let's say somebody from the interior forgot to make the eruv, shem asur, they're going to be asur. Time of the shachach. And again, over here the diuk is pretty straightforward. The reason why somebody in the interior is going to create a problem is because he forgot. Halo shachach shem uteris. But if he didn't forget, so then they're going to be mutter. So I'm a regal, I'm mutaris and oseres, regal ha'asura oseres. So once again now, we're pointing to this idea that only a regal ha'oseres is going to create a problem, but a regal ha'mutaris is not going to create a problem. In other words, there is a middle position, and according to Rav Dimi, there is no middle position. You have basically only two extreme positions. Rabbi Kiva says that all regal is going to create a problem, and the Chachamim say that no regal is going to create a problem, and that is right now where we stand on this machlokas. So, this is now Rav Dimi, where as much as the Gemara has struggled to defend him, at this point in time he seems to be expressing an indefensible position. And so that brings us now to the next part of the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Rav Yanai. So here comes Ravin. And this is standard structure of the Gemara. We first had Rav Dimi come in from Eretz Yisrael. They usually, by the way, quote Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rav Dimi and Ravin. I don't have the stats for you. But normally, under normal circumstances, according to Rabbi Yochanan, but here, they're quoting another Amora of Eretz Yisrael, they're quoting Rabbi Yanai. Anyway, Rabbi Yanai says, the way to present the Mishnah, the way to organize the Mishnah, is that there are not two opinions in the Mishnah, but rather there are three opinions in the Mishnah. Gimma machlokas bedavar. Tanakama sava regal amuteres eno oseres regal asuras oseres. So first we start with Shita Tanakama, which is the difference between a regal ha-oser and a regal ha-mutter. Regal ha-oser is going to create problems for the other chatzer. Regal ha-mutter is not going to create problems. And then there's Shitas Rabbi Kiva sefer afilu regal muteres oseres. And then Rabbi Kiva says that every regal, any regal, is going to be oser, even the regal that comes from a chatzer that is mutter. And Rabbanan Basrai sefer kishem sheregal muteres ein oseres, kach regal asura ein oseres. And then the chachamim at the end of the Mishnah, so they say that no regal is going to create a problem. Not the regal ha-oseres, not the regal ha-materes. In other words, regal is just simply not a concern or consideration at all. That's the way to present the Mishnah, and now it comes out pretty clear. In other words, in the numerous cases of the Mishnah, where there seems to be a difference between a regal ha-oseres and a regal ha-materes, so that all is now going to conform to this third opinion, the middle opinion, a pshara, a compromise position between the Shita of Rabbi Kiva and the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, Adkan. That takes us now to the end of our breakdown of the Mishnah, our understanding of the Mishnah. And now, let's go on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about where we made unification amongst the two chatzeros, where our both interior and exterior chatzer wanted to make joint eruv, and we put it down. Now, in the Mishnah, where was it put down? So in the Mishnah, it's not particularly clear. It says, in the Mishnah, Nasnu Eruvam b'makom echad. They put it in one place. So my makom echad. So the question is pretty straightforward, and that is, what does that mean, makom echad? So the Gemara over here is going to suggest. Simanim, the Gemara gives us mnemonics to help us remember. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Chitzona. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that makom echad is a reference to the Chitzona, it's a reference to the exterior. Now, umaykari le makom echad. So, why is it called a makom echad? Makom hamiyuchad l'shteihem. Makom echad could be understood as a makom hamiyuchad. In other words, it doesn't just mean one, but it means a unique, right? The unique chatzer. So, of the interior and of the exterior, so which one is unique? And now I know each one of them has unique qualities. So, in a certain way, they both are unique. But in terms of of the two chaseros, which one is miyucha l'shtehem? Which one of them has traffic of both of the chaseros, the exterior chaser? Because we're talking about, first of all, the occupants of the exterior chaser, and we're also talking about the drisus arego for the exterior chaser. So in that regard, the exterior chaser is more miyuchad in that it services everybody. Now, let's wrap our heads right now around this Mishnah. So now what we're saying is that if they make a joint Erev and they put in the Makom Echad, and we just established the Makom Echad as a Chitzona. So under those circumstances now, let's consider. And let's not only consider, but let's take a look at Rashi on the bottom, where Rashi really helps us organize this information. So look, we placed the joint Erev in the outer chatzer. And somebody in the exterior chatzer now forgot. So now, as far as the interior chatzer is concerned, so they can't just simply they can't simply cede from the union. They can't detach themselves. Why? Because remember, this was a joint Erev, and where was the joint Erev being placed? In the exterior chatzer. So now, because somebody in the exterior chatzer failed to contribute to the Erev, and now that the Erev now is basically down, it's a rejected Erev, and because now the members of the interior chatzer all contributed, but their contributions are now in the exterior chatzer, an exterior chatzer now that's down, so now as a result of that, the interior chatzer is going to suffer. And they can't just simply close the door and say, look, we're gonna detach ourselves, because right now the Erev finds itself in the exterior chatzer. And now, what about the exterior chatzer? The exterior chatzer now is obviously going to be in trouble, because if a member of the outer chatzer forgot to contribute to the Erev, obviously then it's no good. But even if a member of the interior chatzer forgot to make an Erev, so then it's going to be bad for the exterior chatzer. Why? Because now the interior chatzer is a regel hauseres, and our Mishnah subscribes to the viewpoint that a regel hauseres is going to create a problem. Aval nasnu bepnimius, but Rashi goes on. Let's say that our joint Erev was put in the interior chatzer. So Rashi writes, chisona hu de mitzra b'shichacha de pnimius, mishum regel hauseres. Aval pnimius lo mitzra mishum shicha de chisona, de achta dashta, So Rashi writes over here, look, if the interior chatzer was the one who, if a member of the interior chatzer forgot to contribute, so then obviously we have a problem all around. The interior chatzer is no good because somebody there, a member there forgot, and the exterior chatzer also would be no good because now the regel of the interior chatzer is a regel hauseres. However, if the joint error was put in the interior chatzer and it was a member of the exterior chatzer who forgot to make the contribution, so now the interior chatzer is going to be fine. Why? Because the interior chatzer basically is now going to close the door, separating themselves from the exterior chatzer, and basically say, look, we are now, we're seceding from the union. We only made a joint Erev so that you would we could all help one another. But now that it no longer is a help to us, because one of your members forgot to contribute, so therefore we're just simply separating ourselves from us and you, creating two separate entities. Okay, so hopefully, I know it's a lot of information, a lot of variables over here. Hopefully all that was made clear. We go back to the Gemara. We're going to see all this now in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Chitzona, on V'amai Karalei Makom Echad, Makom Miuchal L'Shteihem. And now as we turn to the top of the Amud Beis, Tanya Namehachi, the Gemara says, and we have a Braisa that supports this as well, meaning this is the correct shot where they made a joint Erev, and where was the joint Erev placed? The Makom Echad. Makom HaMiyuchad is the exterior Erev. The Gemara says, look at the Braisa. The Braisa writes, Nasnu Eruvan b'chitzon v'shachach echad. So the Erev was put in the exterior chatzer. So here the Braisa says it beferish. And a member forgot. So bein min achitzon bein min apnimis, and here it doesn't matter. As we went through the Rashi and we already explained, it doesn't matter who forgot. V'lo irvu shteim asuros nasnu, I'm sorry, shteim asuros, they're both going to be asur. And again, go back to the Rashi at the bottom of the previous Amud, as we already went over, in terms of why, regardless of whether a member of the exterior or the member of the interior forgot to contribute, it's going to create Isser all around. However, if they put the Erev in the interior chatzer, and again, we saw all this in Rashi, but now the Braisa over here is reviewing the information. And that is that if we put the joint Erev in the interior chatzer and a member of the interior chatzer forgot, so now we have a problem. We have a problem all around. The interior chatzer is problematic because somebody there forgot. The exterior chatzer is going to be a problem because of the traffic of the interior chatzer. And not only is the traffic of the interior chatzer, but it's prohibited traffic of the interior chatzer. That's a regel hasura, and therefore it's going to create a problem for the exterior chatzer. Okay. Now, mina chitzon avalo iruv shem asuras divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, let's say a member of the exterior chatzer forgot. So they're both going to be asur according to Rabbi Akiva. That needs clarification. We're going to clarify that point in just a moment. If the joint eruv was placed in the interior chatzer, and it was only a member of the exterior chatzer who forgot to contribute, so now the interior chatzer basically closes the door. I'm giving away the Gemara's explanation, but that's fine. If the interior chatzer closes the door and basically says to the exterior chatzer, look, right, the eruv is by us. All of our members contributed. One of your members didn't contribute. Okay, so now you have your chatzer, we have our chatzer, and we wanted to unite. We are now no longer united. We are now divided. Good. That is that shita of the chachamim. So Amale Rabba Barbachan Labai Maishan La Rabban Adarmi Panimus Mutaris Mishum Dachta Dasha Mishtam Shay La Rabbi Kivanami Teched Dasha Vitishamish. So a simple question. We just explained shita's chachamim very well. In the scenario in which you have a joint eruv between interior and exterior, that joint eruv is placed in the interior. A member of the exterior chatzer failed to contribute. So now the interior chatzer just simply closes the door, separating themselves from the exterior chatzer. And now, good, right? I'd say Shalom HaYisrael. It's not total Shalom HaYisrael. The exterior chatzer is obviously unhappy, but in other words, not to cast judgment, but okay, they failed to make, every member of them failed to make contribution. Fine. Anyway, that works out well. So the Gemara's question now is very simple. Rabbi Kiva, why wouldn't you agree with that argument? So Amale Eruv Margila. So the Gemara says, well, here's what Rabbi Kiva would argue. Rabbi Kiva said, look, the fact that the Eruv is typically placed in the interior chatzer means that traffic now is going in two directions. Now, this idea we expressed earlier in this perek, and we get to see it again. Traffic now is going in two directions, meaning obviously traffic is headed outbound from the interior chatzer to the exterior chatzer because that's how you get to the street. But by virtue of the fact now that the eruv itself is placed in the interior chatzer, it draws the members of the exterior chatzer to the interior chatzer. It means that traffic is also headed inbound as well. So now you have inbound and outbound traffic. So as much as the interior chatzer is regal, headed outbound, the exterior chatzer now is traffic going inbound. What is what's the pull? The fact that the eruv is placed in the interior chatzer. So the Gemara says, Rabban Nami Eruv Margila. So the Gemara says, okay, and for the Chachamim, don't they also agree with this idea of inbound traffic? So the Gemara says, Amar Litkunei Shitavtich Velo Lavuse. So the Chachamim would say that here's what the argument that the interior chatzer is saying to the exterior chatzer. Yes, we made a joint eruv, and yes, we're the host of that eruv. And yes, that pulls you to us. But you know what? The only reason, the only purpose of us making a joint eruv is so that it would help us. But if we made a joint eruv and a member of your chatzer didn't contribute, that doesn't help us. So as far as we're concerned, the partnership was there only so that it would be beneficial. And if it's not beneficial, we're not interested in such a partnership. Good. And that's what according to the Chacham, that's what the interior chatzer are effectively saying to the exterior chatzer. So the Rabbi Kiva Nami Temel Tkuna Shiftatech Velo Lavuse. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that is a really phenomenal argument that the interior chatzer is saying to the exterior chatzer. And so now, what do you do if you are Rabbi Kiva? What do you say about that argument? So the Gemara says, Da'amr La Mevatlinan Lach Rishusi. So what Rabbi Kiva would say is that, look, as far as the traffic, it's two ways, as we already established. There's outbound traffic, and there's also inbound traffic as well. And since the eruv is placed in the interior chatzer, so that creates inbound traffic, I have the argument of we only made a joint eruv so that you would help us, not to hurt us. So what Rabbi Kiva would counter and say is, look, you're right. We made a joint eruv, and you're also right. There was a member of the exterior chatzer who failed to contribute to the eruv. We don't have to now... We don't have to break down the entire eruv structure. Meaning it's only because of that one person who forgot. So you know what we're going to do regarding that one person who forgot? He'll do bitul harishus. And he'll just simply relinquish his rights. And now once that one person relinquishes his rights, so now our joint eruv now is going to be resurrected. Very good. So v'rabanan ein bitul harishus mechatzel lechatzer. Now the Chachamim would say, if that were a solution, that'd be great. The Chachamim simply say, but that's not a solution. Meaning because you cannot be mevatel rishos from one chatzar to another chatzar. At this point in time, hopefully this sounds like a familiar topic. It's the topic that we discussed earlier in this perek, as to whether or not you can relinquish rights, to relinquishing rights to the members of your own chatzar, that you could do. Relinquishing rights from one chatzar to another chatzar, so that was a debate. That was a debate between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Shmuel was of the opinion that Eim Mevatel Rishos Mechatzar L'Chatzar, and Rav Yochanan was of the opinion that you are Mevatel Rishos Mechatzar L'Chatzar. So this was a topic of discussion that we discussed earlier in this very perek. So the Gemara says, wait one second. That's the machlokas between the Amorayim. Now, the way you explained the Braisa and the Sheet of the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, now you're basically telling me that's a machlokas amongst the Tanayim. So Lema Shmuel v'Rav Yochanan b'Plugta d'Rabban v'Rabbi Akiva k'Miflugi. D'Shmuel Amar k'Rabban v'Rav Yochanan d'Amar k'Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. And now you're telling me that the Machlokas Amoraim is really in truth a Machlokas Tanaim. And as we know, as we've gone through time and again throughout Shas, the Amoraim do not want to be limited to one opinion. So Amalach Shmuel. So Shmuel says, look, Ana d'Amre afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. I can be going like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Shmuel says that under normal circumstances, you cannot be mevatel rishos from one chatzar to another chatzar. And the truth of the matter is that me and Rabbi Kiva are not necessarily at odds. Because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hachel abishay chatzar zulif nimizu de asran ahadade avahasa mika asran ahadade. Shmuel's argument would go like this. Look, to be mevatel rishos from one chatzar to another chatzar under normal circumstances, you can't do. What's normal circumstances? Normal circumstances is that there are two chatzeros that are independent of one another. They happen to be contiguous one to the other, and there is a doorway opening one to the other, but each one can exist in of themselves. And as far as access to the streets, each one of them has equal access to the streets. Each one of them has their own exit to go out to the street. That's a normal circumstance. And Shmuel says that under those circumstances, so you cannot be mevat rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. Meaning bittul in of itself is a limited halacha, and the limitations of bittul is that you can only be mevatel to your very own chatzar. But over here, what Shmuel would argue is that I would agree with Rabbi Akiva over here, because consider you have an interior and exterior chatzar. And now, one, by definition, is going through the other one. So when one now is causing problems for the other one, so under these limited circumstances, so bittul would be okay. Bittul or rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar would be acceptable under these circumstances. That is what Shmuel would say. And now, Rav Yochanan amar ana d'amri afilu rabbanan. And Rav Yochanan, who normally allows for bittul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar, so over here, what Rav Yochanan would say is, look, over here I can even be holding like the chachamim, because ad kan lo kami rabbanan hachel d'amri le adem avatlis li ka'asat alai. So, look, under normal circumstances, Rav Yochanan says, bittul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar is perfectly fine. But over here, you know what, before we get onto the conversation of bittul, look, we made a joint eruv. Do you know why we made a joint eruv? So that it would be beneficial to both you and to me, so we made a joint eruv. But look, if the joint eruv is by us, this is now the argument of the interior chatzar, if the joint eruv is by us, and a member of your chatzar didn't contribute, so I'll tell you what, we only made the partnership so that it would help. We didn't make the partnership so that it would hurt. So under these circumstances, even before we get to the topic of bittul rishus, so let's just simply deconstruct the partnership, because the partnership was there to be beneficial, and it's not beneficial. I'm going to read that again in the Gemara. Ad mevalisli ka'asartalai avahasa mi ka'asartala. So over there, before we get to bittul, I didn't want you to create problems for me. And you are creating problems for me because you didn't contribute to the Eruv. So there, let's not do bittul. In other words, because we didn't want the partnership to begin with. But in under normal circumstances, when I have two chatzeros that are not dependent one on the other, and under those circumstances, you can be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Okay. The adkan that takes us now to the end of our understanding of the Mishnah. So basically in the Mishnah, where we're introduced to the topic of Drisos Regel, so up to this point in the daf, we have established two points. One is that there really are three opinions in the Mishnah in terms of when the Drisos Regel, the interior chatzer, is going to create problems for the exterior chatzer. So we have the two extreme positions. One is the Tanakama, which is that Drisos Regel, the Tanakama is the middle position. First we have Rabbi Akiva, who says that Drisos Regel, the interior chatzer, regardless of whether the interior chatzer is either corrected and mutter, or uncorrected in Aser, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Kiva says that Drisus Aregel is always going to create Iser for the exterior Chatzar. Then you have the Shita of the Chachamim, after Rabbi Kiva, who say that Drisus Aregel is never going to be a problem. And then we have a middle Shita, that of the Tanakama. The Drisus Aregel, when it's coming from a Makom HaOser, Makom HaIser, will be Oser. But when it's coming from a Makom HaMutter, it will not be Oser. Good. That is the first thing that we established, is that really there are three opinions in the Mishnah. And the next thing that we established is that when the Mishnah describes making a joint area between exterior and interior, and it's put in a makom echad means makom amiyuchad, which means exterior eruv. And we just went through the fact that, A, this is the correct pshat in the Mishnah. We have a brisa supporting this as well. And in the event that you have a joint eruv placed in the exterior chatzer, so we have problems all around. If we have a joint eruv put in the interior chatzer, and a member of the interior chatzer forgot, we have problems all around. If I put the joint eruv in the interior chatzer, and it's the exterior chatzer who did not make a, who did not contribute, so then we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva makes the argument that we have traffic now in both directions, inbound and outbound, and so because the eruv, since the eruv is placed in the interior chatzer, so that's traffic both inbound and outbound, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have a problem, and Rabbi Akiva says, but the solution could be bittul harishus. The one member who failed to contribute to the Eruv, so he's just simply going to relinquish his rights. Mashen Ken, according to the Chachamim, no. The Chachamim say that what we can have over here is just simply a detachment of the United Eruv. We made a United Eruv, but only so that it would help. The interior Chatzar says to the exterior Chatzar, but look, all our members contributed, and the Eruv is by us, and now you wanted to join us, but only if it's beneficial. If it's not beneficial, we're not interested. One of your members forgot to contribute, so therefore, the argument of the interior to the exterior would be, we just simply are going to separate and cede from our union, and we'll put some sort of blockade between the two, and good, and you are now independent of us, we're independent of you, and Shalma Yisrael, or maybe Shalma Yisrael. Okay. We are going to go a little bit further in the Gemara today. We're at the two dots in the middle of Ayin Hayim and Beis. So the imayu shel yechidim. Now, last case in the Mishnah is where there is one person in the interior and one person in the exterior, and the Mishnah says under those circumstances everyone's good. I'm Rav Yosef Tani Rebbe Hayu Gimel Asurim. So Rav Yosef teaches the following, and he attributes it to Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, and that is that if there are three, it's going to be asur. And when we say three over here, as Rashi explains, it means any configuration, meaning so that if I have two in the interior, one in the exterior, I have two in the exterior, one in the interior. So now it's going to create problems. So Amalu Rabibi lo tatsitsule. So Rabibi says, no. Pay that position, no mind. So Ani Amrisa Niale, Mishmeid Rav Adar Ba'ava Amrisa Niale. I'm the one who originally reported. I said it b'shem Rav Adar Ba'ava. And Hova Ana Kori Behem Rabim B'chitzona. And here's what I'm saying, is that if there are Rabim B'chitzona, so under those circumstances, it's going to be a problem, meaning meaning like this: if we have two people in the interior chatzar, so now those two people in the interior chatzar have an obligation to make an eruv, and so therefore they are a regal, and if they didn't make an eruv, they're a regal haoseris. And therefore, they're going to create Isra for the exterior chatzer. Even though the exterior chatzer is only occupied by one person, but that's going to create a problem. If, however, there are two people in the exterior chatzer and there's only one person in the interior chatzer, so now under those circumstances, so the interior chatzer is a regal amuteris. So over here, when it's going to create a problem is when there are rabim in the interior, because at that point in time, Rabbim in the interior create a multitude in the Chitzona. So Rav Yosef now realizes that he made a mistake. Meaning, if you go back to Rav Yosef, the way he originally reported it, he says, Tini Rebbe. Now, the way he originally reported it is that it was said over B'Shem Rebbe. He got two things wrong. One is that it wasn't Rebbe who said it. It was, as we just learned, Rav Adar Ba'ava. And two, the word Rebbe over there, he confused with another word, which is notably Rabbim. I'm Rav Yosef, Mar Davram, oh my God. Rabbim B'Revi Ich Lifli. So Rabban Berebi, I made a mistake. Meaning, I confused the word Rabbi with Rabbin, with Rabim. Which, by the way, just brings us to an interesting point in that when we pronounce Rebbe's name, Rebbe Yehuda Nelson, we say Rebbe. So I say Rebbe, and typically what you're going to hear or across the board is everyone saying Rebbe. As for Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Sounds like from our Gemara over here in terms of pronunciation, so more accurate pronunciation would be Rabbi. Because over here, Rav Yosef confused the word Rabbi and Rabim, which is now only a one consonant separation between the two. If the way they pronounce Rabbi is Rebbe, like we all do, so now the confusion makes it even more confusing. Meaning, so now it's not, you confused Rebbe and Rabim. Okay, that's a little bit harder. That's a little bit more of a stretch. But anyway, but be that as it may, so that Rav Yosef recognizes, he realizes that he made the mistake. So anyway, he thought it was said b'shem Rebbe. It's not. It was actually the word that was used was Rabin. Okay, let's quickly recap. Okay, our topic of today was Drisus Aregel. Drisus Aregel is going to create an Isser. When is it going to create an Isser? So as we now learned together by the end of the Amud Aleph of today, there are three opinions in the Mishnah. The two extremes are Rebbe Kiva, Drisus Regel is always going to create a problem. The interior chatzar, whether it's Murav or Einu Murav, that traffic that goes through the exterior chatzar is now going to be considered a residence of the exterior chatzar and thereby create a problem for the exterior chatzar. There is parenthetically, according to Rebbe Kiva, of course, a solution, and that is a joint error between the two, unifying everybody together. But okay, but anyway, that's the Shitas Rebbe Kiva. Shitas Chachamim is that no regel is going to create an Isser, meaning not a regel hauseris, not a regel amuteris. And then, finally, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, which is the split position that a regel hamuteris is not problematic, a regel haoseris is in fact going to be problematic. That is the three opinions in the Mishnah. Furthermore, by the way, that's the short version of the discussion. The longer version is that there were both Rav Dimi and Rabin who comes in from Eretz Yisrael, quoting Rabbi Yanai. What exactly, how did Rabbi Yanai set up the Mishnah? So the way I just reported it was Rabin's understanding, but that's not Rav Dimi. And good, that was all the Amud Aleph. Amud Beis, so we talked about the joint Eruv, and it makes a difference whether the joint Eruv between the interior and exterior is placed in the interior or the joint Eruv is placed in the exterior. And basically what we learned over there is that if the joint Eruv is placed in the interior and a member of the exterior forgot, so under those circumstances now, we have at least, the situation is somewhat salvageable, where the interior chatzar could say, look, we are detaching, disassociating ourselves from you. That is at least the shita of the Chachamim. But we also learned in the course of this discussion that even in that case, Rabbi Akiva would disagree, and Rabbi Akiva would be of the opinion that even in that case, we have a problem. Because we have both inbound and outbound traffic. And it's just an interesting idea. The inbound traffic is created by virtue of the fact that the Eruv was put in the interior chatzar, and that by design creates inbound traffic into the interior chatzar. That is the second topic of discussion. Finally, the third topic of the discussion is the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah talks about where every chatzar, the interior and the chatzar, is owned and occupied only by one homeowner. So the Mishnah says under those circumstances, it's all good. Because now, even as the traffic goes from the interior to the exterior, but what is that traffic? It's traffic of just one individual. That's not a problem. What if it's Rabim? Meaning, what if we add just one person into the discussion? So the way that Rav Yosef originally reported it, under those circumstances, is going to be usher, regardless of where that one additional person is. But we learned that according to Rabibi says, no, that's the way to say it over is in the B'Shem Rav Adabava, and that is that the only time it's going to be a problem is where I have two in the exterior and one in the interior. That one in the interior now is going to be added to two in the exterior, other way around, sorry. I have two in the interior, one in the exterior, and now the two going into the exterior are going to create Rabim for the exterior, and that's going to create a problem. Okay, Adkan.